Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we said this will be Jesus' instruction within the 40 days. Hallelujah. Jesus' instruction within 40 days. And we saw what he did within the 40 days. He taught them, right? Was that what we were looking at? He taught them. And when he gives them that instruction to go teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them. And when he gives them the instructions to teach, that means that they will be Bible interpreters. That is to say, the local church is where Bible is properly interpreted. Right? Was that what we've been looking at? Is that what we've been looking at? Okay. I've not started. This one is in the Sabbath part. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we said in Bible interpretation, we said a text cannot mean today what it never meant when it was written. Was that what we said? I also said you should allow scripture to interpret itself. Right? Scripture should be allowed to interpret itself. That you cannot use your language today to understand what was said thousands of years ago. Scripture was written thousands of years ago. It was not written 10 years ago. It was written 20 years. It was written thousands of years ago. Hallelujah. And we began looking at words like blessed is, right? What other one do we look at? Eh? Baptism, temple. We looked at all those things. Hallelujah. Okay, so that means we are towards the end. So we said, Moses sometimes will prefigure. Did we say that? We prefigure things. Or he will use cultures in your word. Sometimes he will use events and things to point to a greater fact. We saw that of water, right? Water was used to point to what? New beginning, right? Now let's look at something else. The tree of life. Tree of life. Tree of knowledge of good and evil. Just to dwell there. Let's look at that a bit. So when it says eat, we say eat is used for acceptance, right? Right? Okay. So, we must understand when it says eat of the tree of life, we said when a word, when a statement is impossible, a figure of speech is intended. And when you have a figure of speech, you must investigate what is it talking about. So when you hear eat of the tree of life, the question is there any tree that gives life? Can you find a tree that will give life? No. Hallelujah. There's no tree that has fruit called life. So that means that is the figurative expression. Hallelujah. It's just like saying the sky is pregnant. We don't know what's going to give birth to. Ah. When the sky is pregnant, you are thinking, looking out to see if the sky has been doing accidental. Then that means there's something wrong with you somewhere. Hallelujah. Right? You must know that that is a figurative expression for something. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So, the question will now be, what is that pointing to? We have to investigate. Hallelujah. Remember, who is writing Genesis? Moses. Who did he write it to? Children of Israel. So that means, it's the same children of Israel he wrote Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy to, right? Right? Is he writing to the same children of Israel? In fact, I told you, the audience is the same. Right? That's the same audience. So let's see something quickly. So let's see what he then tells them. So remember when he writes to them, he said God will put two trees, right? Two trees. Tree of life, knowledge of good and evil. Two trees. Did you see? So that is option. So who did he put it in front of? Adam. Who is Adam? Many of times I tell this to people, I said I was discussing with a young guy and I told him most times we knew that. We think Adam, many a times when in Genesis 1, the name Adam is used for both a man, physical single man, and it's also used for universal man. It's also used for God's man. Amen. That is named Adam. Adam, Adama. Not Philemon now. Amen. Amen. So it's used for universal man. So when it says, let's make man in our image, we're not referring to a singular man. He was talking about let's make man. It's God's plan of all men to be in his image. Did you see that? Amen. So that was not one man made and called Adam. No, he was talking about universal man. Amen. So are you trying to say Adam, 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 the Adam that is the Adam was not made in the image of God emphatically? Yes. Adam wasn't made in the image of God, but he was supposed to be in God's image. Amen? Amen? Hope you're following me. So that was why he now had options given to him. The tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. So who are you asking yourself, who is the Adam? Which Adam is he referring to here? Hope you're following me. Which Adam is he referring to here? In Genesis 2, he said it's not good for verses 15 into 8. He said it's not good for a man to be alone. I'll make him a helpmeet. And you think what God man did was to do an operation on Adam. Now remove ribs. Say ribs. Ribs. Oh, you see a sister, he said, my missing rib. And he said, oh. So as big as you have, Holy Ghost. Tongue sucking. All you mean is a rib. Come on now. Even no. When you say rib, he took up Adam's rib. First of all, in Genesis 1:27, how did he make them? He made them male and female. So when I showed you man, he now said, I will make him a helpmeet. We've explained this during Believer's Convention. He said, the helpmeet there is God. Amen? So what he did now do to man? Man now fell into a deep sleep. That is vision. Man had a vision where he saw rib. Now, when you look at the word reed, that word reed that shows us separately is the word used for a side of the temple. It's a temple word. It's not biology. Amen. It's not biology. Because even science doesn't, the science of their word didn't know anything called reed. Amen. So the word reed there, the Hebrew word there is used for the size of the temple. And what do you have in the size? So what God is telling Adam was actually this is going to drag me to revelation of God, which is what I've been trying to run away. Well, let's see that now. What God was doing to Adam was a direct confrontation of their culture. In their culture, women were seen as nothing, and God now is saying, no, in the temple of God, what you find is male and female. Did you see that? Okay, follow you. Oh, you find it male and female. So he said that word reed is used for the size of the temple. Hallelujah. Hope you're following that. Glory to God. So let's get into this. So when he said before Adam there will represent God's man or will represent universal man. So what was said before Adam? What was said before Adam? The tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Did you see that? Who wrote it? Moses. So let's see. Why did Moses put it like that? What is Moses' intention? What is Moses communicating? Hallelujah. Do you want to see what Moses is saying? Amen? Adam and Eve did not eat apple. That is disgusting. Don't say that. I didn't mean they did not eat apple. So therefore, you that you are eating apple, have you become naked? And he said the naked, they just got naked. Don't read your Bible like an unbeliever. Amen? Yeah, he's a believer. Amen? What are you hearing? Amen? How? Had he been human, did not eat apple, would not be in this condition. What nonsense talk are you saying? Who you are so funny? Apple. Who told you it is apple? What's the problem with apple? Maybe because I like apple, so I'm trying to protect apple. Amen. Maybe if it was right, people would say, why did you eat rice? I would say, maybe it's rice. That is why I don't eat rice. Amen. But let's take what the trees are for. Hallelujah. So Moses would then explain. Remember, Moses wrote to them heaven and earth in Genesis. And what did he now do in Exodus? He gave them tabernacle. Did you see that? Amen? The same audience. So when they saw the tabernacle, they knew it was heaven and earth. Hope you are following me. Glory to God. When they saw tabernacle, they knew it was heaven and earth. So let's go back a bit. So when he saw them tree of life, they knew what he was talking about. The people, the children of Israel knew what he was talking about. They knew it was not happy. No, they knew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what Moses did is that he showed you what has been set before Adam, that these also will be set before all men. Every man. every man not born again, every man, it is set before them. It was set before you. You did not know. You don't know the tree of life and tree of knowledge of good and evil was set before you. And you chose one. Did you know? It was set before you. But you were all busy looking for it. Glory to God. Let's see that. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, let's quickly rush this. Deuteronomy 11. So Moses will now write to them in Deuteronomy 11, verse 26. Look at what he says to them. He says, behold, make sure that you are there. Deuteronomy 11, verse 26. He says, behold, I set before you this day blessing and curse. Did you see that? What was said before Adam? No, what was said before Adam first? Tree of life and knowledge of good and evil, right? Now Moses said, I said before you two again, options, right? And what is it called, the two options? Blessing and cursing. Hallelujah. Blessing and cursing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at verse 27. He says, a blessing if you obey the commandment of the Lord your God, which I commanded this day. And a curse if you will not obey the commandment of the Lord your God, but turn aside. But turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which you have not known. Do you see that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it makes you see that that trees you have will be blessing and cursing, and it will be towards God's commandment, to be towards God's word. Amen. Look at how Paul will put what happened to Adam and Eve in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. I mean, 2 Corinthians, let's say chapter 2, it's not 2. Chapter 11. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 11, 2. It says, as the serpent beguiled Eve. Hallelujah. As the serpent beguiled Eve through the subtlety, so your heart should be corrupted for the simplicity that is found in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3. Hallelujah. So that means what he's saying is that what happened to Adam and Eve was a corruption, a way from the gospel that is found in Christ. You see that? So that means what happened within Genesis chapter 3, where you have Nakash, which is the serpent, was actually a deviation, unbelief. Do you see that? Towards God's task, towards the gospel. So he's telling you what was happening there was concerning the gospel. Hallelujah. But we have Moses explaining to us. Yeah, again. Hallelujah. So we saw Moses, option in Adam and Eve is what? Tree of life and tree of knowledge of good and evil, right? He then calls it what? Blessing and cursing. Can you see those two? Look at Deuteronomy 30. Deuteronomy 30. Quickly. Chapter 30. Verse 1. He says it again. He says, and it shall come to pass, when all these things have come upon thee, the blessing and the curse which are set before thee. Did you see that? What was it set for? Genesis 3. Did you see that? Can you see? Blessing and curse. Which are set before thee, that thou shalt call them to mind among all the nations, whether the Lord thy God has driven thee. Did you see that? Hallelujah. We are still on it. Look at verse 13. Okay, look at verses 15 first, then we'll go back to 13. They see, I said before thee, what it was said before thee, come on. So, can we put Adam and Eve there? I said before Adam and Eve. Now, right? So, I said before thee what? Life and good, and death and evil. Did you see that? Did you see that? Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. I said, well, life and good, death and evil. Something you're going to see shortly. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's get back to verse 10. Look, okay, let's get to 19. So I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. And I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Did you see that? Did you see that? Choose life. Now, let's get back to Adam and Eve. Now, who was this said before? The children of Israel. It was said to another man, we find it in the children of Israel. What about you? Amen? So you have to choose. Was this said before Esau? What said before Esau? We're going to see. If it was said before Adam and Eve, and it was said before the children of Israel, that means Esau had to choose. And Esau chose pottage. That was a rejection of God's birthright. Did you see that? It was said before Cain and Abel. What did Cain choose? Cain didn't choose the right path, right? A corruption away from the simplicity that was found in Christ. Hope you're following me. Amen? Can you see that now? Not necessarily see, but you see what Moses was passing across. And cross all of them. Did you see that? And Abraham believed God and was counted for him for righteousness. Did you see that? He believed God. That is, he had to choose. Hope you're following me. Glory to God. Glory to God. Let's see something else. So, when Paul also gives commentary on the tree of knowledge of good and evil, listen, let's see Paul's commentary first. Romans, quickly, chapter 5. Romans 5. Are you in Romans 5? Verse 12. It says, wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Did you see that? So what Paul is saying is that what happened in Genesis chapter 3 is what? Man allowed death. Man chose unbelief, or man was unbelieving. So that means the tree of knowledge of good and evil is unbelief. Did you see that? That's what Paul calls it, unbelief. Sin. He calls it sin. Unbelief. Hope you're following that. See, by one man's sin entered into the world. And he was referring to Genesis. This is not Genesis 3. Let's see what is the tree of life. Hope you're following me. Amen? It's only 30. Verse 10. Then from verse 10 to 15. Make sure everybody's there. And we're going to see how Paul will speak about that. Romans chapter 10 also. Put your hands in Romans 10. Romans 10. On verses 8. Yeah. Romans 10 from verse 8. Is your hand on both scriptures? Your hand there? Okay. Okay. I'll start from verse 10. It says, if thou, that is Deuteronomy 30 verse 10, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to keep his commandments and his statutes, which are written in the book of the law, and if thou call unto the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, for this commandment which I command this day is not hidden from thee, that I be far off, is not in heaven, that you should say, who will go up to heaven for us, and to bring it down to us, that we may hear it and do it. Did you see that? Neither is it beyond the sea, that thou should say, who shall go over the sea for us, to bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart, that thou mayest do it. I have set before thee life and death, and good and evil. Did you see that? I mean, I set before thee life and good and death and evil. Hope you can see this. Hallelujah. Verse 16. In that, I commanded this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. Did you see that? And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land where thou goest to possess it. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Did you see that? So he said, it is nigh thee. Right? Now look at what he said. Put it, get quickly to Romans chapter 8. This blessing and the cursing, and it says, choose life. I mean, it says it's in thy mouth that thou mayest do. Look at chapter 10 of Romans. Romans 10 verse 8. And tell me what you find there. So what is it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. Is that the same thing we just read? That this is the word of faith which we preach. Did you see that? Okay, look at verse 6. But the righteousness of faith, he's talking about faith, say, speak it on his wife. Say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven? Can you see that? That is to bring down Christ from above. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring him again from the dead. But what is this? He said, the word is nigh thee, in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. If thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Do you see that? So what you are having in Genesis 3 is salvation. The tree of life will point to salvation. The tree, so when you use the word faith, it means accept. Did you see that? Believe. Did you see that? So I say, eat of the tree of life. Eat of the tree of life will mean what? Accept, believe. Hallelujah. Faith which we preach. So the knowledge of good and evil, what would that be? What would that be? That would be a curse. Right? Knowledge of good and evil will be unbelief, will be sin. Amen. So the not to eat of it is not to accept it. So the moment he said they ate of the tree, it means that they were unbelieving. So was there a physical tree there? Practically that, what I've shown you, it shows that there was no physical tree. Hallelujah. But it was Moses writing figuratively. Amen. Hope you're following me. It was not faith. It was a figurative expression to talk about what? The gospel. Accepting and the rejection of it. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing that. Glory to God. Glory to God. Somebody is looking at me. Do you know what I say? Emphatically, yes. Glory to God. So let's go ahead. Did you get that? Did you get that? I'm not telling you to go and open a church on it. Don't start doing arguments in school. You know, when you're in school, you'll be claiming word man. I did those nonsense. Claiming word man. You know, one time in school like that. Let's see, citizen. I'm not claiming. You're claiming Yamayama word man. You just heard something. Now I'm looking for the people to fry their head. Those innocent people, let me give you word. Did you know that in this building there was definitely no tree? Ah! Say, haha, you don't know anything. Let me cook your brain in the scripture. Don't do that. Hallelujah. Yeah. There's some of us can do it that way. Don't do that. Let me cook your head. You say, ah! You have one. Do you know that, do you believe a man can have the life of God? In school. Then I was in school, then I was looking at me and said, do you know that I don't have, see, the human life is called Sute. I was just bombarding everything. And the God life is called Zoe. The day that theory is scattered from my eyes, I pity for the people I've used to cook food. Said, do you know, the I got Zoe like this. Guys used to say, I've got the way inside of me. The way, I've got the way. So they said, I've got the very life of God. You know, looking at me, they say, see, when I got born again, there was a genetic reconstruction. Even though I don't understand the meaning of that, there was a genetic reconstruction from the realm of the spirit that makes me just like Jesus. You see, I don't live by my blood. No. I am born of God. God give birth to God. God give birth to God. God give birth to God. I know who I am. The guy is just looking at that and say, come, let me fry you more. Yeah? The guy is looking at me. Who is this boy? To a point. I don't know if you guys know what you call JCCB or JCCF. In that one, see that guy. You guys should be careful of me. That was me. Well, I was Chinese. Chinese. I love doing so funny for you. I'm saying that so that you would know I want you. Don't go to school tomorrow on Tuesday. No, Monday is public holiday. On Tuesday, don't go to school. Don't gather some people and say, let me just give you a bit of expose. Do you know that when you talk about me, those people are your scapegoats. You have to do it. You have to do the discipleship. Let me give you one. You know, when you talk about it, Okay, what is it? They say it is when you eat, you say you don't know anything. You know, it means affect. What do you mean? I remember one time like that, and you've heard something new. I tell your pastor, gather them at S1. Gather them. I ask all of them, what do you use your eyes for? You say to see. Say you don't know anything. I don't know, can you remember that? I said, what do you use your mouth for? I say you don't know anything. I was just bombarded. I said, yes, but when they asked, what do you use something for? I guess whether it was your mouth or something. And I said, no. So don't. So your eyes are the windows of the spirit. Don't fry people's heads on Tuesday. Hope you are hearing me. Hope you are hearing me. Because I was somebody. The Bible does not know that I know. But I kept quiet, but I'm going to say it, but I'm not going to say anything. When we were done teaching about, the time I thought about fapping. Ha! He fried people's head. Ah! Just went back like this, bam! I knew, but I didn't say anything. When we went to fry their head, I said, let me show you something about fapping. We have not taught this completely. It's not Friday, eh? Serpent is not literal. Serpent is subtlety. That means they teach you. Even they are the learner. So be calming down. Amen. Amen. Be calming down. Glory to God. Go to school and I'll say, there was no tree in the garden. If they stone you, you know you will not be able to stone you. If they stone you, you won't stone me. Because I'm far from you. Yeah. Where are you coming now? Oh, I've not told you guys that they stoned me before in school. And they stoned me for saying I don't live by my blood. Ah! Even if you take out all my blood, I'll be in my life. I'll be walking. Ah! I'll be here. So be careful. I've received stone cap. So when I say, if I tell you they will stone you, be careful. Okay. Okay, so we began looking at Jesus' words, right? We just saw that of three. Let's see something. Now, when we go back to Matthew chapter 16, verses 19, it is, I will give unto thee, shall build my church, verse 18, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Shall give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever you lose on earth will be loose in heaven. Now we said those are kingdom exploits. Those are words for kingdom exploits, kingdom war. Hallelujah. So when you hear the name Basilia, you hear key, you hear binding and losing, those are connected to kingdom warfare. What are you following? Correct your kingdom warfare. So the question will now be, how do we use war? When you hear warfare, what does it mean? They don't know what is warfare, what comes to their mind. Ah! We're going to kiss it up. How long will get to their mind? Then one time like that. Oh, okay, let me not talk about it. Amen. That's what comes to some people's mind. Let's look at the word warfare. Right? So we said in the concept of kingdom, we have the concept of land, we have the concept of a rule, we have the concept of a people, right? A land, a rule, a people. And we say we also have the concept of warfare, right? Warfare. Most times, the warfare is for defense. And during contending for the faith, where we dwelt on was actually the defense, right? Get that message, contending for the faith. Most of the things that I've taught you, they're elaborated in it. Everything I said there today and yesterday, I taught it for about 10 weeks. When I piled us into two sections. So maybe you know that you need to listen to the detailed ones. Okay, here we go. I taught it for 10 weeks and we dwelt on the defense of our faith, right? Contending for our faith, the defense. So we are going further. Hallelujah. So this is just a continuation of what we have taught. So then you have the warfare. Warfare. So when we have warfare, what is it about? And then, as first of all said, there's a title, which is the defense and the offense. The defensive and the offensive. The defensive and the offensive. Where we contend for our faith, that was how I taught the defensive. Hallelujah. But also, when you talk about warfare, you talk about a fight. A fight. Let's look at the word fight. But before we look at the word fight, let's look at the word sword. 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 Should I do that? No. Let's look at fight. Let's not get to the sword, because we'll have a lot to look at. Amen. Get the message of content from the faith. I guess I did justice to sword there. Amen. You know, one time like that, I heard someone, and I also later said it, but not in church. They're telling believers to rise up now. Even Jesus said, you have sword, bring it out. But Jesus didn't tell them to bring out sword. Amen. God was actually saying, when he said to them, they sold to their field to buy swords. But not saying that they should go and buy swords, he said, he was telling them the people that are coming against them, what they are coming to do. They bought swords, they sold what they have to buy swords to come against him. And the disciples didn't understand what he was saying. They now said to him, Master, we have two swords. He said, now, the King James put it like this, it is enough. But what he was saying wasn't, it is enough. Well, like, not when you are trying to explain something to somebody, and that is not getting, and say, okay. That's what Jesus did. I guess I thought that, so let's not get into that. Now, let's look at the word fight. Now, in the Old Testament books, you have a lot of fights. You have a lot of fights. You have Goliath, you have Amalekites, you have a lot of fights. The Moabites. Hallelujah. Amen. So you have a lot of fight. But if you don't see what that fight in the Old Testament book was pointing to, you will begin to think that God is the author of genocide. No, God is not the author of genocide. God doesn't sponsor genocide. Amen. But you know what? There was fighting was in their culture. Do you see that? So it was written so that you should be used for you to see what the real fight is all about. But God doesn't sponsor genocide. Hope you're following. God doesn't sponsor genocide. God doesn't. Amen. Someone will answer that in the coming days. Well, I said we've not closed that series, right? Right? Answer to these questions in our world. Why is everybody on camera? Their eyes are red. It's your own eyes I'm talking about. Amen. Glory to God. So you will have to see how the word fight is used. Let's see how Jesus used the word fight. In John chapter 18, verse 36. John 18, 36. I said to get this teaching. John 18, verse 36. Are you there? And Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. Did you see that? My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. So when it says my kingdom is not of this world, it shows you that the kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. See that? It is a spiritual kingdom. Therefore, the fight will not be a physical fight. The fight will be a spiritual fight. Is it enough? So that means this fight we're talking about is not a physical fight. Though we have physical fights in the Old Testament books, but this fight is not a physical fight. Hallelujah. It's a spiritual fight. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a spiritual fight. Fight against spiritual beings. I showed us something that was last year. I showed us about the prince of the power of the air, right? Did you remember that? I taught you that. The prince, what does it mean by the prince of the power of the air? Make sure you get to those teachings. They're not there for decoration, they're there for you to listen to them. Amen? Listen to them again. You have to listen to last year's CRC and this year's CRC to complement each other very well. Yeah? So that you don't have gaps in your knowledge. Okay. So the fight is the spiritual fight. Hallelujah. If it's a spiritual fight, then it doesn't need a physical element. It doesn't need a physical element. It's a spiritual fight. Look at 2 Corinthians 10 verse 4. Paul will say, 2 Corinthians 10 4, he said, the weapons of our warfare. So that means there's a warfare. You see that? Scriptures allude to the fact that there's a warfare. He said, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Say they are mighty to God. He said to the pulling down of stronghold, casting down imagination, bringing to subjection every high thing that exalts itself above the knowledge of God, and bringing every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are not carnal, man, means they are not of this world. Hallelujah. They are mighty. They are not carnal. Hallelujah. So that shows that this kind of fight is not a physical fight. It's not a physical fight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not a physical fight. Rather, the fight in the Old Testament book was to point us. You see that? The fight in the Old Testament books, the Goliath, the Amalekites, were to point us to this spiritual fight, to this greater fight. Hallelujah. And that fight is a spiritual fight. Hope you are hearing me. It's a spiritual fight. So can we say in the Old Testament book, if you stick to that fight, you are sticking to a wrong kind of fight. Can you say that? Is that the wrong kind of fight? It's the wrong kind of fight. Hallelujah. Paul will say, fight the good fight of faith. So if this fight, not the one in the Old Testament book, this fight, this spiritual fight, is a fight of faith. What am I saying? It's a fight of faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So that means, Goliath in the Old Testament books will have an implication in my world today. That means I'm going to be fighting Goliath. But this time Goliath will not be physical. Do you see that? Amen. But will they still be Goliath? Yes. But will not be a physical Goliath. Okay, follow me. Rather, Goliath will have an implication in my world today. Goliath will be an opposition. Do you see that? Amen. Hope you're following that. Go to God. Jericho will not be a physical Jericho. No. Hope you're following me. Jericho will not be physical. Jericho rather will be have an implication in my world today. What is Jericho? The walls of Jericho have to come down. That means Jericho in my world today, Jericho in my world today will be hardness of heart. Amen. Hardness of heart. The Amalekites will be opposition. Hallelujah. To the gospel. The Amalekites will be opposition. Jericho will be hardened heart. So am I going to see them in my world? Yes. And I'm going to fight. Okay, so there is it. And I'm going to fight. So how am I going to fight? We're going to get there soon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11. Ephesians 6, 11. Paul will say, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand the wiles of the devil. You see that? Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand the wiles of the devil. The schemings of the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The schemings of the devil. I've said to someone that Satan has not changed his ways of operation. He hasn't changed his modus operandi. He only just refined it. But his modus operandi is the same. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Look at verse 12. He said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Is that a physical fight? Can you see that? Did you see that all through their pieces, they made that claim that it's not a physical fight. Hallelujah. Amen. We're not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world. The rulers of darkness of this world. Hallelujah. It says against spiritual wickedness in high places. So when he uses the word spiritual wickedness, he expects that you have seen what he has been saying in chapter 2. Let's get to chapter 2 quickly. Chapter 2, verses 2. Chapter 2. Are you there? Of Ephesians. It says, wherein in time past, ye walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, according to the spirit that now walk in the children of disobedience. Read that. So where is this kingdom? In men. Hallelujah. Where is this kingdom? In the children of disobedience. Read that. So he says, where the focus of our fight is, hallelujah, is against the kingdom of darkness that rules in the heart of men. Look at that. That rules where? In the heart of men. We're going to get there soon. Hallelujah. In the heart of men. So that means, where will you find the operation of the devil? Now, everything I'm saying now is a continuation of what I've said before in church. So that's why I said, get that message. Contending for the faith. Hallelujah. But it will be, I'll make sure I share the link on my social media handles after this meeting so that we would, oh, I'll share this evening so that by tomorrow, before tomorrow, you guys will have it. Hallelujah. About 10 to 11 sessions. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Get to listen to messages. Always. Hallelujah. So where are we? So, now, it will be spirit of wickedness that will be found in the heart of men. So Paul says that is what we'll wrestle against. You see that? That's what we'll wrestle against. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me now. So look at 2 Corinthians 2 verse 11. Say, our warfare is against the forces of darkness through the devices which is in the heart of men. So Satan carries out his killing. True men. So when will you call, so listen, when will you find the kingdom of darkness? In the heart of man. Did you hear that? Amen. Hope you are following me. Glory to God. Glory to God. So, we began looking at something. We said when you talk about fighting, oh, I skipped something. Okay. When you talk about fighting, right? You say we must ask ourselves a question. What is the question? I don't know. Forget remember that. In this context, what question will you ask yourself? Eh? Who are you? What is your identity about? Is that what we said in church? Is that what we said in church? Is that what we said in church? Eh? No. In church. Yeah. Okay, what is your identity about? What is your faith about? Hallelujah. And we're just looking at that. What is your faith about? Now, some people think their faith is about going to heaven. Again, by now, we must have cured that. We must have cured that. What is your faith about? Hallelujah. Let's see that. Let's see a bit about that. What is our faith about? So it's not, we'll step to that, it's not about going to heaven. So look at Ephesians 2, where we are. Ephesians 2. What about faith about? Read up on verse 5. Look at 5 on verse 4. It says, but God who is rich in mercy, for the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, he has quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved. And has raised us up together, and made us to sit in the heavenly places in Christ. That in ages to come he might show his exceeding greatness, exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. For by grace ye are saved. You see that? For by grace ye are saved. Say not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his what? We are his what? His workmanship. Created. That his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has ordained before that we should walk in them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Paul makes us see, first of all, that we are seated together with him in the heavenly places. significant. The reason why believers don't get to understand their fight, don't get to understand this fight, is because they have an identity crisis. I remember one time like that in school. It was late in the night. So they came to call a friend of mine and myself that they saw they sprinkled blood around a female hostel. And you know what? Everybody permit me, please, take this thing off. I don't want to have problems. I'm too young. I'm still in my 30s. So they came to call, they called us, and then before we got there, so that all the JCCB people are there. All of them got that JCC, and JCCB, all of them. And the president that said they shouldn't listen to me was standing there. All of them were praying out here. Oh God, God please, have mercy on this hostel. Oh God, have mercy on this hostel. Because they took, whether that is goat blood, and they took it around the hostel. Round, because literally, they are in the front, and then did so. I went back to sleep. I'm not scared. It's not a joke. Sir, that's the day is just and so. Hallelujah! You know, there's a song in Igbo with it. Ikedinelu, ikedinala, ikedine. Not Ikechukwu. Ikedinevenile, unke Jesus kariha. Hallelujah! So they fly everywhere, you know. But you know what? There's a greater power. So what is so nice, we're going to discuss the power of God. I'm going to teach you the power of God. We'll have raw demonstrations. And the sick will be healed. Tonight. Hallelujah. I'll teach you the power of God. We'll just talk about, we'll just have a, let me call it a little gist that is right on the power of God. Amen. Amen. Not scared of anything. Say that. Only jack your jack. Jack off. Say, they did jack for me. Should I borrow you? God bless me. Say, they took your name to one tree. No, only three. Take it to forest. Hallelujah. They said, I don't know. They said, they took my teacher. Pull up. I will give you my ball. Amen. No, it is not. Because some people don't know who they are. Believers are. The God of. No. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That carry power. Amen. Amen. So the one day was not scared. He said he was going to go to Ijebu. He said, what if I go to Ijebu for you? I said, see. Is there any place bigger than Ijebu? Go. Jonathan, see, I trust in the power of God like magic. Glory to God. Let me get into the next section. Amen! You don't know who you are. So many times, believers have identity crisis. They don't know who they are. Hallelujah. There is no way, for me to west, no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. Glory to God. Who is like our God? Nobody. Nobody. None. Is he? Some people are scared. No, it's because of what the information you gathered. See, you can't tell me you're watching African magic epic, and your life is a normal. It can be normal.
Because all you know about the power of God is what you watch. And who has said them to you? People who are unbelievers. An unbeliever is asking pastor. Unbeliever is asking pastor. And he goes to me just and just falling on the floor. And he says, ah, what did that just put on the floor? You are not well. Amen. Glory to God.
Pardon.
You know when God is God, when God is God to it. You know when God
glory to God. Come back. Let's get to glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory.
So you don't see me bothering myself watching Epic. How about you?
Epic. That goes to open cotton.
Telling you to watch it. Even when I see cannot watch it. It's not possible. Okay. What is that? Is that?
Abale stand. Pastor stand. Abale carry chant. Pastor carry Bible.
As in, sure, all right.
No. When an unbeliever is acting a pastor, that's what he is.
Yeah. You know, most times some believers don't know how to destroy the works of Satan.
You know, after this teaching, after this meeting, as a church, we will plan mission work.
We are planning.
Amen. We will get to confront those things.
Hallelujah.
And you comfort them, you're already, shoot you. Ah, Odishi, my Bible is Odishi.
Yeah!
You destroy the works of the enemy. That's what Jesus said to them.
Hallelujah.
I give the path to tread upon snakes and scorpions, over all the works of the enemy. And nothing!
He didn't say something.
Shall my enemy hurt you? Someone said he was trying to cast out a demon, demon slapped him. I see. They never burn that demon away.
Ow!
You want to go? Or you want to be like Pastor Wisdom? That they cast that demon, he showed up. You have the demon. Who am I? You know when one man shows up, you say, who am I? Say, you are God. Say, yes. One man has shown.
Yeah?
You go ahead and die. The demon now raised up hands.
Nonsense.
Hallelujah.
You know that?
So where were we? How did I even get here? We have something else to look at. That's what we'll look at those things in the night.
Okay, where are we?
Huh?
Yeah, identity crisis. Some people have identity crisis. So ask, what is your faith about? What is your faith about?
First of all, what has happened to me in Christ? God lives in you.
We saw that yesterday, right?
God lives in us. That is a new beginning. God lives in us.
We are seated together with Him in the heavens.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
What is our faith about?
Look at what He now says in verses 8.
He says, but by grace you are saved through faith.
God has said that the gift of God, not of works,
that any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Which God has before ordained that we should walk in them.
Glory to God.
That we should walk in them.
So, what is our faith about?
That means, in our faith, we have works.
We don't need works to get saved. But in salvation, there are works.
Hallelujah.
So, our faith is about God's works that He has ordained for us to work.
Hallelujah.
How do you call it? Our faith is about God's work. He has ordained for us to work it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So what is that God's work?
And we saw that yesterday as we closed.
We said, God's work, God's plan is for His kingdom to be where?
In all the earth.
Right?
What God's plan? His kingdom to be in all the earth.
And He has put us as God's foot soldiers.
Let me put it that way.
You are His hands.
Glory to God.
You are His what?
like army, his foot soldier.
So, taking his gospel in all the earth, to ensure that his kingdom is in all of the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In all the earth.
So that means, as God's foot soldier, God wants to capture territory, capture land, capture heart.
Hallelujah.
So therefore, how does God deliver men from darkness, kingdom of darkness? It's via his children. It's via his army. Now I said, when it comes to the concept of warfare, it's about reclaiming territories. Replenishing. Did you see that? Reclaiming territories. Ground.
Hallelujah.
Getting ground for the Lord. Getting men for the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As I got prepared for this meeting, just yesterday night into this morning, I got prepared. The Lord told me something that I want to share with us. He said, see, as a church, as a cell, in your cell, in your fellowship, in your church, in your branch, your pastor by God's Spirit will be giving you directions on territory. Because God is set to taking over territory. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Territory. So we have God's territorial army. We have God's territorial army. Hope you're hearing me. Hope you're hearing me. Hallelujah. We have army. And carrying out his task in all of the earth. All of the earth. So he says, put on the whole armor of God. Where you'll be able to withstand all the fiery darts of the enemy. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 6.
Okay. Yes. My time is running up now.
It says, therefore, take unto thee the whole armor of God, and be able to stand in the evil day. Having done unto stand, look at verse 17. It says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now we saw this, right? We saw this, right? The word of God. Put God's word in your mouth. Put God's word in your mouth. Hallelujah. Put God's word in your mouth. We saw this. We saw this when we were dealing with the defense. Hallelujah. But we are talking about territory. So how do we take over territory? By preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. By preaching the gospel. Replenishing the earth. So the gospel, listen, the gospel is how God claims territories, God claims life, God claims territories, life, via the preaching of the gospel. Hallelujah. Sorry. Hallelujah. God claims territory and life via the preaching of the gospel. Paul will call the preaching of the gospel the demonstration of God's power. 1 Corinthians 2:4. They came to you not with a fellowship of speech. He said, but with the demonstration of the Spirit and power, and who gets it. So when the gospel is preached, life comes on the surface. On that surface. Hallelujah. That is warfare. Hallelujah. So I love to put it like this. The gospel is a confrontation. The gospel is warfare. Hallelujah. Amen. So you have to stop seeing the gospel as just knowing how to speak good English. No, it is warfare. Why? Because you are taking men from the kingdom of darkness. You are taking men from the kingdom of darkness. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Very vital. Out from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. So we are going to army. Hallelujah. That God's army. That God's army. So what accomplished the preaching of the gospel? What do we have? Or what do we have when we preach the gospel? Look at what Paul says. He says, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, 18, praying always. Did you see that? Praying always. Prayer is the weapon of our warfare. You know, Paul said the weapon of warfare is carnal. Prayer is the weapon. Hallelujah. We know the answer. We know. We are going to be victorious all through. So prayer is the weapon. Paul said, pray always without prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Pray always. Pray always. Pray always.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't win souls. You don't take over territories by fair weather speeches. Even though you know the difference from the activity, you win souls in the place of prayer. I love what Kenneth Hagin said that I heard from Pastor Shego. He said, there's been too many conversions, but little, I don't remember that. Thank you, Holmes. We look at too many conversions with little, too many conversions, eh? I remember the just now. With little what? Yeah, with little bit. Thank you. Too many conversions with little bit. Too many conversions. Because real bed, real territories are taking over, not with fair weather speeches, but with prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You want to take over a city, you want to take over a town, you want to take over a people. You want to have real bed. Pastors. Leaders, you want to have rebirth in Lasu, or to have rebirth in Ojo, or to have rebirth in Kaduna, or to have rebirth in Ilorin, or to have rebirth. It is not done by fairway that speaks. It's not done by online posts. No! No! Rebirth is coming in the place of prayer. In the place of prayer. In the coming days. Prayer, we're going to pray much more. Hallelujah. Because that's where we exercise our authority. Hallelujah. I read something to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. A real breath is gotten in the place of prayer. 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 You know, I love what Kenneth Hagin said. He said, if God is to do a thing in the earth, I mean, prayer will help God do what he wants to do in the earth. Pastor Shaggy will say, if God wants to do anything in the earth, he will set men to pray. That's how God does. He set men to pray. Jesus came. He was going to be baptized. What was he doing? He was praying. He will go to the wilderness. Sometimes he will go to a solitary area and pray all through. He was going to die on the cross. He was praying in Gethsemane. Amen? So that means you can't rule out prayer. You can't rule out prayer. Amen? In your Christian walk. You can't rule out prayer in your fast. Paul will say, my little children, whom I travail in bed for, yet travail it against the Christ before the disease. Hallelujah. The problem with too many believers is that they want to be like unbelievers. They want to do what unbelievers are doing. No, you are army of God. That is God's army. Paul would say, no man who worries. I love that. No man who worries entangles himself with the affairs of this world. How do you learn me? You don't entangle yourself. You don't try to be like them. You want to do what they do. Oh, you went, whoa! You are an army. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm in God's army. You will fill your consciousness with that. I'm in God's army. And in God's army will pray. Hallelujah. In prayer, we make power available. What are you doing? We make power available when we pray. When we pray, power doesn't come from us. No. We'll make it available for you. That's why believers should pray. Believers should pray. Some believers are weak. Because they don't have a prayer life. A believer who doesn't have a prayer life is a believer who is not trusting the power of God. The only way God wants to reach the earth is His way. And His way is prayer. So if you trust in God's way, you're going to be a man of prayer. Hallelujah. I'll just share a few and then we'll close. But I will take that, we'll continue this series in A series will start on Sunday next week.
Hallelujah.
The man, the maker, and the man too. And it's going to be a long one. I guess that should take up like 20 series. 20 sections.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, it's going to be long. So we'll pick this up again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's going to be quite long. I know it's going to be quite long. You know, after he has always had a long teaching. He was not noticed it. You should notice it. Amen. So I see that it's going to be long. But that's not even what I'm going to look at now. Hallelujah. Trust the power of God. Hallelujah. I trust in praying power. I make power available. I want to share something with you. Hallelujah. I'll take it up from where I taught us last year, CRC. I said to us last year, CRC, that there is a physical kingdom, right? Did I tell you that? That we have physical prince. When we were looking at the prince of the power of the air last year, I said there will be... Now, when you look at it in line with Daniel's encounter, when he prayed, there was a physical kingdom of Persia, and the angel said he has going again to fight the prince of the Media Persia. Did you see that? Amen. He's going again to fight. That means he shows us that there is also a supernatural kingdom that is in charge of the physical kingdom. Hallelujah. So that means, let me tell you this. Any man who is not saved is under the dictate, the control of the devil. Hallelujah. Amen. When you see a place where they are unbelievers, you should know. Hallelujah. Amen. That they are under the kingdom of darkness. All the unbelievers. So what do? But be a man of prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How about praying and say, God, give me mercy? How about that? Lord, we take mercy in the place of prayer. The heart of men. Hallelujah. That is what rebirth is about. That's what rebirth is about. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That the Lord will take Kaduna. How about that? You know, you can also pray for areas that are even beyond you. Territories. Hallelujah. Lord will take Southern Kaduna. Lord will take Borno. Lord will take Ikeja. Hallelujah. Prayer. Paul will say, my little children, whom I travail in death for. So there's no rebirth without thanksgiving. There's no rebirth without prayer. Hallelujah. And as you pray, you know what you're doing. Hallelujah. You are confronting the kingdom of darkness there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is that kingdom of darkness? That is the wall of Jericho. Hope you know that. That is Goliath. Hope you know that. That is Amalekite. Hope you know that. And you are saying your hold will not hold. Your hold will not stand in Mafuku. Your hold will not stand in the moon. You will not stand in Ajawesi. You will not stand. Hallelujah. And you pray. Glory to God, you pray. And you pray. Hallelujah. I believe in praying power. you say, I believe in praying power. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, in this meeting, we're going to catch fire tonight.
Fire! For prayer.
We'll catch fire of prayer. For some of you, you will pray from tonight until tomorrow morning. You will wake up praying. You will continue like that. You will catch it. You will catch it. You catch fire for prayer. Your altar is burning with fire. Your praying altar is burning with fire. I know what I'm talking about. Because they don't show me. They don't show me. Everywhere. You will talk about CRC 2023 in years to come. Because you are receiving for years to come. Hey, Kaba Sanda Labakia. You catch fire. Fire that you will not be able to hold. You pray. You pray. Kaba Soto Kakia. Vala Hasafizi. Siveletia. You catch fire. Oh, glory to God.
You know, nations, cities, you call them out, you will beg them forth in the place of prayer.
Cities that you can never go to, but your prayer will go ahead.
See, there's something about prayer that you need to know.
When believers set to pray, you don't get to be stingy. They say, I'm praying so that I will go there.
No, you are not praying for you to go in there.
You are praying for God to raise his armies in those places.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are people you've met today. It's not because you prayed for them, but because other people prayed for them and you got to them.
Hallelujah.
So when we pray, we make deposits of God's power. We make deposits of God's power available in places. God will begin to send the hand of man.
Hallelujah.
There are places God will not send you to, but he will make you send your prayer there.
Yes.
What are you hearing? He will make you send your prayer there. Because prayer makes it available for God to work.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I shared something with pastors years back. I said, this is how it works. God wants to do something. He sets people to pray. Set people to pray.
Hallelujah.
He set them to pray.
Amen.
If he sets you to pray and you're not praying, you go to this one. Why? Because God wants to do something there.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He sets men to pray. I will not miss it. I will not. I'm available, Lord. I'm a ready vessel.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know what it means? You know what I'm trying to explain to you? Sometimes you might just be walking. You will have praying bodies. Your praying bodies that you just have to find somewhere and let it out.
That's what I mean.
Hallelujah. Not praying bodies that you will learn how not to postpone it. Say, no, I'll do it in the night.
No!
Sometimes it will mean that you leave what you are doing.
Hallelujah.
I pray out those bodies.
Hallelujah.
Say, I'm ready.
Ready.
I'm a ready vessel. Let's pray. Let's pray.